On this week's Wild Card, we talk with Issa Rae about those moments where our lives could have gone another direction.
Definitely wasn't supposed to be with that guy at all. At all. But I still think about it.
I'm Rachel Martin. Issa Rae tells us how to make peace with the path not taken. That's on the Wild Card podcast from NPR, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Maryland, engineers continue to work on removing the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore after a massive cargo ship hit a pier last week, bringing down the bridge in a matter of seconds. Maryland Governor Wes Moore tells Fox News Sunday they've been working nonstop.
You're looking at 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel that's sitting on top of the ship. And so beginning to, in sections, be able to create that pathway, create open channels so we can actually get boats, get tugs inside the area.
And Moore says the economic impact of the collapse will be felt around the country because the Port of Baltimore is one of the country's busiest.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
He's calling for an investigation into what happened and who needs to be held responsible. Turkey's secular opposition party looks to be on track to defeat Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party in all of the country's major cities. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu is being challenged by a former cabinet minister who's representing the ruling Justice and Development Party. But with more than half the votes counted, İmamoğlu is maintaining a solid lead. Opposition candidates are also predicting victory in the capital Ankara and major cities such as Izmir and Bursa. Bursa, in particular, had been held by the ruling party since 2004. So if the current trends continue, that would be seen as a serious blow. Political analysts say voters may be signaling that Erdogan's popularity is fading. Erdogan doesn't stand for re-election, though, until 2028. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Dairy cows in the United States have tested positive for bird flu for the first time in an outbreak that's likely spread to at least 5 states so far. But NPR's Joe Hernandez reports officials say the risk to humans is low and milk production isn't expected to be impacted.
The USDA confirms that dairy cows in Texas, Kansas, and Michigan have been sickened with bird flu, and herds in New Mexico and Idaho are also likely positive. The livestock probably caught bird flu, also known as highly pathogenic avian influenza, from wild birds, officials say. But they noted that it's also possible there was some transmission among cows. Still, federal officials say initial testing of the strains doesn't show any changes to the virus that would make it more transmissible to humans. They also say that there's no threat to consumer health, since milk from sick cows isn't used for human consumption and pasteurization kills bacteria and viruses like influenza. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Bulgaria and Romania joined the European Union's passport-free Schengen travel zone by air and sea routes today. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports there will still be some checks at land borders for now between the two Eastern European countries and the rest of the bloc.
It took many years of negotiation, but Bulgarian and Romanian citizens finally have the right to travel to other EU countries by air or sea without having to show identity documents. There will still be checks on travel by land due to opposition primarily from Austria, which says illegal migration from and through Bulgaria and Romania is still a concern. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the accession a huge success for the two countries, as well as an historic moment. The free travel zone includes 23 of the 27 EU countries, plus Liechtenstein, Norway, Iceland, and Switzerland. A decision on lifting the restrictions on land travel is expected later this year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
At the weekend box office, the Godzilla-King Kong combo stomped on expectations as Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, debuted in the top spot with an estimated $80 million in ticket sales. That was far above expectations. The Warner Brothers Legendary Pictures monster mashup, starring Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry, had the second highest opening so far this year, just behind Dune Part 2. In second place, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, with an estimated $15 million in ticket sales for a 2-week total of $73 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.